The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs that he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" Jesus said this to test him because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place. So the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over, so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments. From the 5 barley loaves, that had been more than they could eat. And when Peter saw the sign he had done, he said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. My sisters and brothers, the gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Once upon a time, there was a young man who took time to make a retreat at one of the area retreat houses. And as a young kid, he was a bully. But he gave that up because he had a talk with his priest. And the priest told him that bullying others was wrong. But on the retreat, however, he remembered that he had teased a skinny little girl about her teeth and about her glasses. She would cry every time he teased her. And each time and whenever he saw her, he would do the same. He seemed to really enjoy seeing her cry. Then she and her family one day moved away, and he grew out of that teasing phase, about which he quickly forgot. However, on the retreat, the nun who gave the conferences talked about bullies in one of her sessions, and that conveniently repressed phase of his life came back and horrified him that he could do such a thing. Well, how could he have been such a jerk, a poor little kid? He might have ruined her life. He even took more time to personally talk to the nun about his bully. "Will God forgive me?" he asked. "Yes, probably," said the nun. "Well, how about the little girl? Will she forgive me?" The nun said, "Well, for her, I don't know. I'm not sure." And he went home from the retreat very upset. Very upset that he had done such a terrible thing in his early days of his life. So he set out on a mission, as it were, to find the little girl. He just seemed obsessed about finding this girl to apologize to her. In fact, for a couple of weeks, he couldn't sleep because he felt so guilty about the bullying. So he began the search. He discovered where she had moved to, and then that she was a lawyer like he was, and in fact worked for a firm near the firm where he himself worked. Well, it took him another 2 weeks to work up the nerve to seek her out. Then by accident, he encountered her one day in court. And to his amazement, she had grown up to be gorgeous. He stumbled and mumbled and muttered and even apologized. "You were a bully, all right," she said. "But then again, you were kind of cute, too." And she said, "Can I buy you a cup of coffee?" "Can I?" she said. "That's the generous way God's love is, isn't it?"